really nice job by Grant going out for the seventh. And we're going hitter to hitter there in the seventh. He gets that first guy out. I give him two more hitters, you know, before I go to Dodd. But once the leadoff guy got on, and it was two out of three lefties after that, I went to Dodd, did a great job again. But all starts with Grant. Outstanding performance, and good to see Riley. A couple hits, homer, Ozzie again. So, yeah, I think sixth win in a row. So, boys are playing well.
Grant had two reasons to be motivated. He wasn't happy with himself the last start, and then all of us that are saying he needed a new starter, you know, how does that motivate you to see him perform this way?
Yeah, look, these guys are human beings, man. I mean, they I'm sure that stuff motivates them. Yeah, I mean, these guys are plenty motivated and just playing in this league. It's so difficult, but yeah, you hear stuff like that. You know, players will take that stuff personally. And that's okay. You know, I always say to players, you know, find something that puts a chip on your shoulder. I don't care what it is, but you're going to need that in this league. And if it's people saying stuff like that, then, you know, so be it. That's a good thing.
But it's also a reminder that, you know, he can be this good. It's the third time this year he's gone six scoreless. I mean, the numbers will say that he doesn't do great second time through the line, but there are nights he can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, we've seen it. He's capable, and he's been a really solid starter for us. You know he's had the, you know, when he has the hiccups, it's usually one inning where he struggles. But you know, there's been times if he gets through that inning, you know, he rights the ship again. And I think Early in the year, that start in Anaheim comes to mind, where he struggled, got through it, and ended up pitching in the seventh. Certainly capable. I mean, he spins the ball really well. We know this. But he just he looked in control tonight. One walk, threw the ball really well.
It's going to be a nice feeling, I imagine, to look down the bench and be able to bring in Doobie and now Lane as pinch hitters in
yeah.
this situation.
Yeah, just like I said, I mean, if that's the case and they end up facing some righties later in the game, it's not a big deal. You know, both of them can hit right-handed pitching. So, yeah, a couple of nice pieces. It's like I talked about before the game, going to give us some flexibility to do some things and move the pieces around, keep guys fresh. But, yeah, it's – so I talked about how the new pieces fit the roster well, and I think you know, we saw it even tonight with how we used Lane and Dubon.
In your tenure here with the Braves, what's the biggest development you've seen from Grant just over the course of the years?
I think just developing into you know, a good major league starter. You know, we weren't sure what he was when we first got him. Was he a reliever? You know, long man, and then he has shown that he can start in this league, you know. So he's done both, and he's been effective in both roles in this league. But certainly has held his own and then some, you know, as a major league starter. And I think that's been a development going from, you know, how does this guy fit to being a starter.
When he was sitting here talking with us, he was just talking about the intensity that he was going with every bullpen session. He's also been accountable with himself about wanting to get deeper into games and putting the team in the best position to win. As a manager, how nice is it to see a player like that really want to develop and get better every single day and be so public about it?
Yeah, I mean, all these guys work really hard. I know Grant has worked hard. I know he is, you know, he's tried to tweak some things with his delivery. He's searching for the best version of himself, and you know, he's doing a good job of it. And yeah, he looked more relaxed on the mound. He looked in control, and I think it's because he was more relaxed making pitches. So yeah, I mean, you know, if that's what he said, and you know, that's what makes him better, then, you know, good for him for finding that.
Hello. Not in Grant's head, obviously, but given that the deadline has passed and you know, he has a good chance to be in this rotation. There wasn't multiple guys brought in to perhaps displace him. Does that impact you think? Does that impact him mentally? You think?
Yeah, like I said, these guys are all human, so they deal with all those emotions and all those thoughts. It's what you do with it, you know. It's there's no shame in feeling those things and thinking those things, but now what do you do, you know? And you know, and Grant took matters into his own hands and went out there and delivered. That's how you deal with that stuff. And then, you know, there's always pressure to perform in this league. You don't perform and you don't stay in this league, so that pressure's there all the time. But you know, there's added incentives and motivation. I think sometimes if the players handle it the right way and deal with it the right way, it can motivate them and make them better.
Anything else? All right.